We got breaking news. Doge enters the CIA to start cleaning things up.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. Phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. We got a packed show today. We're going to have an ACLJ attorney on with a big win. It's real fun. It's actually continue on, but you're going to be able to hear an update, a real update of what we're doing. And look, I may be talking a million miles an hour. That is because this is the last day of our Life and Liberty Drive for March. And of course, that focus usually is on life. And then we move into some of the big wins and the big moments that are happening for Liberty right now. As I said, phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. You may have seen the headline if you're watching on YouTube or on Rumble. And that is, yes, Elon Musk and co, the Doge team, are entering the CIA today. And look, I think we need to talk about this as those protests continue for Tesla, as Elon Musk has continued to be the boogeyman. I was just in LA over the weekend. I can tell you, no one's talking about Trump. They are talking about Elon. That is the number one discussion point. And of course, the people on the ground there, maybe they like what's going on. Overheard a lot of conversations being like, well, you know, who wants government waste? You know, a lot of that kind of discussion happening. But of course, in the media, it's being spun a very different way. But today, Elon Musk is set to visit the CIA to start discussing how they can bring more efficiency to the department. But Will, I think what we need to make sure people are clear about is this CIA, we're now months into a Trump administration CIA. They're welcoming in Doge. It's not like a, you think of it like a raid. This is not a raid. These are cordial now. These are an organization. Sure, no one wants to see jobs get cut. But you even had John Ratcliffe saying that he's coming in, and I'm sure he's happy to meet with him.
That's right. John Ratcliffe, who is the director of the CIA, actually early in the administration said, I would like to see the Doge team come to the CIA. He even did something similar with the buyout of staff at CIA to lower the workforce or give early retirement to individuals. I think that what you're going to see with this is another attempt by the media, though, to make this seem like something really nefarious is happening. You're going to see them say, how dare they allow Elon Musk, an unelected, unelected individual, even though the only person in the executive branch that is elected directly is the president of the United States and his running mate, the vice president. But pay no mind.
But they're treat going you like in, you're stupid and don't know that.
And they're going to have access to every secret of America. And then Elon Musk is going to sell that out to China. And it's going to be terrible. This is the end of the road here. He's going to go start doxing all of the undercover CIA agents. No, they're going to go in there. They're going to talk about efficiency. And I think carrying over from our conversation on Friday, where you saw those very serious principles of Doge talking about what their work actually is. Yeah, I think every single government agency needs a little bit of a taste of that to make sure that we're not just wasting money here and there. I think this is going to be one of the harder lifts for the Doge team, because I think a lot of money is probably not directly enumerated in the budget of the CIA, but I think it is a good move, and we'll see what comes out of it.
That's right. I'd love to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110. You're going to hear from this from me a lot today, because it is the last day, and it is a big day. We got to make sure we hit our goal, and we are behind right now, so I need you. Midnight tonight is the deadline for March's Life and Liberty Drive. Your donations are doubled. You need to be a part of it right now. If you want to see what's happening with Doge, you want to see that to be more, we are involved in many different ways. We filed 7 briefs in 5 different courts to defend the fight for Doge to stop corrupt spending. Of course, that is also filing to allow President Trump to stop funding Planned Parenthood and other abortion clinics. And we filed and we've won in 2 other cases defending all of those executive orders. So right now, it's very important that you give to organizations like the ACLJ. That's why we're putting this QR code up on the screen right now. I want you to scan it as we go into break. Do it right now. Again, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to be on the air. But go ahead and make that donation right now. It's tax deductible. We urgently need your help. And your gift will be doubled today at aclj.org. We'll be right back.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome back to Seculo. We are... issue, so that's great. There you go. 1-800-684-3110. We're continuing the discussion on Elon Musk and the team visiting the CIA today. And look, there's a lot of talk about the defunding and whether what's good, what's bad. I was in LA over the weekend. I went to see a stage show, like a Broadway style show. Of course, I know you're probably gonna get mad at me for that. You're gonna be like, how dare he? But I'm a patron of the arts, if you will.
It's gonna get worse when you tell him what you saw.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not gonna tell him.
Oh, okay, good.
They can figure it out themselves. Okay, I had a lot of, a lot of magic in it. But I saw this play, and at the end of the play, they came out and the cast did and said, hey, funding for Broadway Cares and AIDS research is under attack right now, and it's a very unsettling time. So if you can give, please consider giving. And give right now. We're going to have buckets that's going to get passed around like a church to donate to this. And I thought... exactly. This is how it's supposed to be. Do you care about the funding of AIDS research, or do you care about the funding of Broadway Cares and everything they're doing? Great. Make your donation. Put your money where your mouth is. You all just spent $150 to $250 on a ticket to see this play. This is how we are supposed to do charity. This is how we're supposed to do church. This is how the country works, which are when there are those specialty things and the government's not taking more of your money, you are able to make these kind of donations, support the kind of things that you care about, as a lot of us do. We don't rely on the federal government to give us that money. So what happens here at the ACLJ? You support it. Do you care about what we talk about? Great. Well, there's ways you can help because it's all funded just by you. Same thing can happen for a lot of these organizations and charities. I'm not someone who's saying we need to go and cut everything. I think that there are some really great causes that the U.S. government does work with, that does great humanitarian aid. But what I really wish is that the American people would actually stick up for those organizations and not rely on the federal government to handle charity.
That's right. And to some degree, that's how the big government mentality has been able to creep, is that there are the ability to then start going and funding NGOs, which is almost comical to think that some of these non-government organizations would not exist or do not exist without government funding. So they should be quasi-government organizations, not non-government organizations. But the oversight breaks down at that point when you're looking at it from that perspective as well, because then your taxpayer dollars are going to a third party that is not government, that is not subject to the oversight and the checks and balances of our government. And so when you talk about, it's one thing to talk about charitable organizations or grants like that, and that's what's been the big headline from all of the first round DOGE media blitz, is that those are also the easy things to find and correct, of like a government here, a grant here that the government shouldn't be funding. We can just get rid of that until, you know, a lower court judge puts an injunction on it nationwide. But the real work, and I think where, as we mentioned on Friday, that the DOGE team should have done that style interview earlier to really get to the bottom of, these are the types of things we want to look at, the systems within government, the way that our government operates, whether it be Social Security to the retirement program within the government to even now the CIA. Are there things we can get in there and find ways that we're operating that are stuck in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, and bring that up to modern standards for a host of reasons? One, to make it more secure, to make it go quicker, to save money. So when they talk about things like Social Security, that they want to find $300 billion or something that within Social Security, they're not talking about cutting $300 billion of benefit to the Social Security recipient. They're talking about how expensive it is to run that bureaucracy. When you're talking about 40% of the incoming calls being from people trying to commit fraud, when you talk about the way that things are handled on paper still, how it takes 9 months to retire someone from the government. Those are things that if they can be done quicker and more efficiently, save money. You don't have to spend that money of taxpayers to go in and do it this old way. And that's where you look at the CIA. I don't think, as the media is going to try to declare, that this is all of a sudden him, he's going to go in, he's going to start line iteming undercover agents to fire. No, what they're going to do is find ways that the CIA, the clandestine Central Intelligence Agency, is working inefficiently and try...
Clandestine.
You know, top secret spy stuff.
I know. See, that's what you should say.
Spy stuff.
Top secret spy stuff, not clandestine.
Well,
clandestine seems like an all-inclusive resort I would go to.
Clandestine?
I would go to clandestine.
They also have an escape room where you are a CIA agent trying to get out. Yeah, it sounds like very
clandestine.
Fun.
You see the ads running now all of a sudden. We need to open that. All right, let's go ahead and take calls. Let's go to Minerva, who's calling in Texas. Also, name of a character I saw in the play. Minerva, you're on the air.
I wanted to comment that I don't even watch the local news anymore because my blood pressure can't handle it. All the lies. We have Veronica Escobar, and everybody here is the majority are Democrats. I used to be that way. Thank you to you guys. You guys opened my eyes. I hear you on KELP, my Christian channel.
Great.
But it's wonderful when you open your eyes and you hear the lies. They're going to cut Social Security checks. They're going to cut this. And then they came and they did the picketing at Tesla this weekend and asked them what they believe in. They're like parrots. They just say what they see on the news. Do you check it?
Absolutely.
Check it. They're trying. And Elon Musk is rich and famous, and he doesn't care about the local people. Do you understand where your money is going? And I'm going... investigate it. It's lies.
Yeah, Minerva,
and everybody here follows.
You're exactly right. I have these conversations all the time, especially with a lot of people who say, hey, I'm open-minded. I want to hear your point of view. And you'll see a lot of those kind of baiting posts on social media now being like, look, I'm not going to try to fight you. I just want to know how you possibly can agree with what's going on. And then you have a discussion. You realize that their point of view is only, you know, a half inch thick. They have no idea really what's going on. Whether that's on this topic, whether that's what's happening in the Middle East, they are just, as you said, parroting the very brief, you know, posts that they see on social media. They are parroting what they are seeing on television. They have no idea truly what's going on. And then, of course, when you try to and you say, okay, this person really would like to have this discussion, it turns south very quickly. All of a sudden, you're getting called names. You're getting called a racist. You're getting called all these things because it's the easy way out. But I encourage you to try to have those conversations. But don't get sucked into it. If they're not willing to actually have a real discussion and actually have some open mind. And look, we're going to talk a little bit later about Bill Maher is going to be visiting the White House this week and what that's going to look like, or they announced it officially. You know, that's an interesting spot to be in, okay, where you have Bill Maher, who historically has been a leader of the far left, who has now seen his own Democratic Party and his own left go beyond him, so much so that he is actually willing to go sit with conservatives now. He's willing to go sit in front of President Trump, actually be honored to go to the White House and meet with him, even if they disagree. After years and years of bashing, that shows you actually where conservatives land on a lot of this, that they will have those discussions and those debates, and they're not scared of them. Because you know what your background is. You know the facts. You listen to this show. You watch this show on YouTube. We give you the tools to be your own boss, Will.
Like Enterprise Rental Car.
Like Enterprise Rental Car. And we tell people the true facts. And then you're able to go and share those. That's one of the great things the ACLJ does. It's not just this show. It sounds like I'm just like tooting my own horn here. No, you go to ACLJ.org and there is a treasure trove of content that is absolutely free, not behind a paywall. It is just there for you to take in, to ingest, and be able to use however you'd like, whether you want to share that content on social media, whether you want to have that information so you share it with friends, or if you need legal help. Because there are some big wins happening right now. In the next segment, you're going to hear one of those wins. And then tomorrow, we can't say it yet, but there's something happening tomorrow. And I'm excited to share that as well. Because the ACLJ can be there for you and is there for you. Whether that's providing incredible content like this broadcast, whether you're watching it on YouTube in podcast format, or maybe, you, like I said, you need legal help. Or maybe you just want to be armed with the facts. So you go to ACLJ.org, you download the ACLJ app. All of this material is available for zero cost, but it can only be at zero cost because people like you have decided that this work is important enough to fund. Not the federal government saying it's important to fund. Not some big government grant saying it's what should be. Not big corporate sponsors. Individual people like you. ACLJ supporters who maybe give one time a year during these big drives. And right now, this is the last day of the March Life and Liberty Drive. Midnight deadline to have your donations doubled. Of course, we've been focusing a lot on what's going on in life as well. We know you care a lot about the unborn. We have filed to defund Planned Parenthood once again. We're waiting to hear back from the Supreme Court on this. This is a big moment. Of course, you have President Trump saying he's ready to do it. We got a major lawsuit to defeat the government of Massachusetts. That's our plan. In the abortion industry, you've heard about that. And our Choice Begins Here campaign, which was our counter campaign, which we've seen massive success in because people like you donated up to $500,000 to have that campaign of hope and true choice to help those pro-life pregnancy resource centers. Because you stood up and it's time to do it again. We're short of our goal. Scan the QR code right now or go to ACLJ.org.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hello. Phone lines are open for you right now. I encourage you to call 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. We're going to continue our conversation about Elon Musk visiting the CIA, as well as President Trump having an unlikely guest coming to the White House. Of course, that is Real Time's Bill Maher, you know, from Politically Incorrect and stand-up comedian, someone who has not been a friend to the people of faith for a while, but we've seen him have a bit of a change of heart recently. And now they're going to have a sit-down dinner together, which is pretty interesting. But I did want to talk, because we are in that last day of our life and Liberty Drive for the month of March. And I wanted to bring on one of our attorneys, ACLJ senior attorney, a great member of our team, Christy Campagnone. I say it 100 times, Christy. You think I get it right. But this is a good moment for the ACLJ. We are seeing success happen again and again. And this one, you all may remember us talking about, which is a teacher who essentially was told, and you can give us, Christy, a brief sort of 101 overhead, was told, no, you can't be seen praying by anyone, by your students or anything. Again, not leading prayer. We're not talking about that. We're talking about she couldn't be in her car praying in the eye shot of someone on the staff and one of the students.
Exactly. So this all came up with See with the Poll, which is a standard thing that we've had in the United States for many, many years, where both teachers and then sometimes students will go before school, before classes, and meet at the flagpole for prayer. So our client is one of the teachers with a few other teachers. There were no students there, went in September and prayed at the poll. And then, of course, had the principal come and grab them from the poll, bring them into his office and tell them that they're never allowed to pray in the presence of students. And then when they responded with, well, it wasn't in the presence of students, there were no students there, he said, well, yes, there were students walking into the building that could have seen you. And you're not allowed to do that. That's school policy. So we brought our lawsuit and we just had a big win down in Texas. The court denied the school's motion to dismiss, which means our case is live. And the court effectively agreed with us that our complaint efficiently and sufficiently alleged all of the facts needed to go forward and win, that our client's constitutional rights were violated by this official school policy.
And Christy, for those watching, the motion to dismiss was brought by the defendant. So the school, the principal, wanting to have this case thrown out of court because obviously they're not wanting to be sued over it. So this is really like the big first legal hurdle that you have to get past. And sometimes if a judge doesn't want to deal with it, or if they don't think that it was enough standing is there to be brought, they can just get it out of their court, clear it out. But I want to read this from the opinion on this motion to dismiss, because it bodes well for the future of our client in this as we go forward. But I also want to get your reaction. When the judge writes, accepting the allegations in the complaint as true, Kennedy serves as an on-point case that clearly establishes that it is a violation of the First Amendment for a school to instruct its employee that she cannot pray in the presence of students. Therefore, Principal Rounds is not entitled to qualified immunity, meaning the principal was trying to argue that as an employee of the school district, he couldn't be named as one of the defendants in this lawsuit as well. But we claim big victory here because we have that next step. But now our team has a lot of work ahead. And as no better time than today to have a victory like this when we're in the end of our Life and Liberty Drive for March, because these resources are going to be needed. We need to now take this forward and fight in court to make sure that, yes, we survived one hurdle, but we have to get to the finish line.
Yes, it's very exciting for us. That one line from the judge was very strong in our favor, but that doesn't mean that we have an automatic win. And so the next steps here is we've got to go through what's called the summary judgment motion stage. So that's where we ask the judge to rule based on the evidence that's been presented and based on our complaint without having it to go to trial. And if we can win on that that would mean we win the entire case. So we've gotten one step in, but now we have the big fight ahead of us with these summary judgment motions. So we're going to file one. I am sure the school is going to file one. We then have to respond to each other's. It's a significant amount of time, a significant amount of writing, and a whole team of attorneys that are going to be on this. So you're exactly right. We couldn't do this without your support, because this is, I mean, we're talking 30 plus hours of our time, and you guys are making that possible so that we can do that for our client. And not just our client, but this is going to set precedent along with Kennedy for future school rulings. And so this is very exciting, but we need you to get it there.
And Christy, we know that while, you know, viewers and listeners may think, okay, this is one teacher in Texas. We know that's never the case. We know that school, and you may be surprised that this is happening in Texas, but you know that it's happening all over the country.
It's one teacher speaking up.
Right. So if people have something similar happening to them, they can go to aclj.org/help, and our attorneys will be there to guide them through this process and secure victory for their constitutional rights.
Exactly. So if we hear of anything else like this, we can not only use the little win that we have here, but we can jump into court and try to bring another case as well. And so then the more cases that we have in all of the courts, the more likely it is that we can solidify this precedent moving forward. And right now, our whole goal is trying to determine where are the boundaries of the Supreme Court case in Kennedy. And that quote that you read from the judge is one step in helping solidify that, that these teachers do have the right to pray in front of students, maybe not in class time, maybe not when, you know, the students are asking for them to do certain things, but when they're on their free time in the lunchroom, on snack, on break, before school, of course they're allowed to pray. And that is what we're here to fight.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And look, these are very important issues. And I think people, like Will said, you can maybe look at it from a small scale and be like, this is sort of lowercase p persecution. Like you could say, hey, we know what's happening in places like Congo and the where people are being murdered for their faith. And yes, this is not that. But the ACLJ is involved in that as well. So we're able to multitask. We're able to get an incredible team that can go all around the world, but also can go to Texas and represent a singular teacher to hopefully set precedent for the future. To say, of course, you can pray. Of course, you can pray in your car. Of course, you can pray before your meal. Of course, that is violating your not only First Amendment, but your religious freedom. You can pray before a meal. This is absurd, but thankfully, we have an incredible team that can get into action very quick. And you may even say, why is the state of Texas even pushing this? Like, why do they not just figure it out and settle it? Hopefully they do down the road. But what we like about this and what you can see this is that the ACLJ can get it done even when things may be hostile. So right now, this is the last day of our March Life and Liberty Drive. You just heard from Christy about this very good win. Then again, it's a... You don't want to say it's a temporary win, but it's a win to move us forward. And a lot of times in the law, it doesn't move as fast as you'd like. Trust me, I've been there, I understand. It's not fun for it to last so, so long. But unfortunately, sometimes that's how the courts work. But there's other instances where things move very fast. And tomorrow, we should be able to share one of those. And I'm excited to share that one with you. But right now, this is the last... Before the break, the last time you can give. A lot of you lose us here. If you listen on terrestrial radio, find us on aclj.org, broadcasting live, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern time. That's on aclj.org, on YouTube, on Rumble, on Facebook, on X. And of course, you can find us archive later on, aclj.org, the app, anywhere you get podcasts, you can find Seculo there. But right now, I'm going to encourage you, because without you, we're never going to hit this goal. And we are short of that goal. At midnight tonight is our deadline. Give right now. Scan the QR code. All your donations are doubled by another incredible ACLJ supporter, ACLJ champion. So right now, do it. Go to aclj.org and we will be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and Liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome back to Seculo. We got a second half hour of our show for you right now, and it's going to be packed. And we're going to talk not only about Elon Musk's little stop in, little visit, the Doge Department, popping into the CIA, see what's going on, looking at the books, seeing where things can get cut. We're going to talk about that. So keep calling if you want to talk about that at 1-800-684-3110. You also heard about that victory that's going to allow our case for that teacher to continue moving forward, and that's an amazing thing. Those big wins, they may sound little, but they can move, and they move to the next step, and that next step is hopefully a step to full victory. And of course, if we live in America, you'd think that's the case, that that's what would happen. But we're also in that last day of our March Life and Liberty Drive. And I want to know, of our topics, what do you care about the most? That's always something I find very interesting. Put it in the chat, or maybe call in. Do you care about Israel? Do you care about what's going on in life? The pro-life movement right now, it's a very different time. Do you care about government efficiency and DOGE and or religious freedom? Or maybe you care about the European Center and what we're doing all over the world. Maybe you care about helping persecuted Christians all around the world. I want to hear from you. Give me a call at 1-800-684-3110. Because we can't win those battles without you. And I also want to make sure that we are supporting the causes you care about. And we're still short of our goal. And look, midnight tonight is the end for the March Life and Liberty Drive. Your donations are doubled. And we focused this month a lot on life. You saw us launch that Choice Begins Here campaign in Massachusetts. Hundreds of babies have likely been saved because we've seen how many people have gone to the website in that local area in just the one market, just Boston, Massachusetts, in that area. Hundreds of people have gone, maybe more than that now. It's probably thousands. They need to get a new update on that number. Maybe thousands of people have gone and tried to find locations of pro-life pregnancy resource centers going to help them make the real choice. And that real choice is for life, because we know these pro-life pregnancy resource centers are being attacked by their own state for simply providing that choice, for simply providing hope, and I don't know what else. Ultrasounds, baby formula, clothes. We had one person call in, said they paid for their kid's first birthday party. These are sweetest people you've ever met. A lot of them are very volunteer-driven, and they are being, you know, really hurt by their own state. And we have seen that ad campaign that they ran against the pro-life pregnancy centers work. We saw that they had 30% less people visiting during this ad campaign that the state has been running, and 30% more abortions. So we knew we had to fight back. So the ACLJ created the Choice Begins Here campaign, and we've been talking about it for this month of March. It's only a three-month campaign because that's what we have budgeted. You helped us raise it. And maybe you want it to continue on. Maybe you want to see more. We need to hear from you that that is what you want. So I encourage you to go to ACLJ.org, and if you can today, because your donations are doubled, which means, by the way, that there's another group of ACLJ supporters or ACLJ champions. Champions give on a monthly basis. Those ACLJ champions are ready to unlock a matching donation. They're asked sometimes if you're one of the top level ACLJ donors, maybe you've given a lot in the past, which we really appreciate. You're asked, hey, would you consider putting your donations towards a matching fund? So we know when this happens, your donations can be matched and doubled. You're essentially connected. You're essentially matched with someone who will say, yes, I'll give an extra $10, I'll give an extra $20, I'll give an extra $2,000. Because any donation, the cap is very high. And our goal, we're still short of. And without you, we can't do it. So I'm going to ask you right now, go to aclj.org. We're going to continue the discussions going on, because I think, well, it's an important time for people to focus on, sure, global events, what's happening around the world, what's happening in politics, but not to forget people like the teacher, not to forget the church on the beach.
Well, and I also want to bring up what you mentioned in the last segment, where the persecution in the Congo that we're also fighting for. Daniel on YouTube was asking about that, and that's in the Democratic Republic of Congo. There were 70 Christians that were abducted from their homes, primarily women and children, taken into a church and brutally executed. And we at the ACLJ are also fighting that, and we've sent a letter to the UN Human Rights Office of the High Commissioner, urging that the DRC government prosecute those responsible, pressure Rwanda to cease its support for the rebel group, and call on the UN to establish a dedicated body within the Human Rights Council to monitor that. That's also work we're doing at ACLJ. You can support that by giving today at aclj.org.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome to Seculo. We are discussing now the interesting dinner that looks like it's going to occur between President Trump at the White House and an unlikely, maybe new friend. He says not a friend, but someone who's been very hard on the president, but has kind of seen the light a little in recent years. And that, of course, is television commentator, stand-up comedian, Bill Maher, who I've actually been a viewer of Real Time or Politically Incorrect most of my life. I think that Bill Maher is someone who I disagree with fundamentally on just about everything until the last maybe 5 years. But I always respected his show. He always would have on people who did represent the conservatives and not people that were just going to be there to get made fun of. Now, the stuff he was doing during the first Trump administration, I'd say, was pretty intense. And maybe I stopped watching a bit towards then. But he's had a little bit of a wake-up call. And he started having a podcast where he would bring on people he would disagree with. He would bring on other conservatives. He would bring on different people. One of them recently was Nashville's own Kid Rock, Bob Ritchie, who came on and after a little bit asked the president, hey, would you consider meeting with Bill Maher? And this is big news because who knows how that can go. But the fact that the president of the United States is willing to have this sit down is pretty remarkable based on what we've been dealing with the last decade. And honestly, the fact that Bill Maher would accept it. Because that's kind of a death knell to certain people in his audience. Because he has certainly been more moderate recently. He has always, by the way, he's someone who is a devout atheist. He created Religious, which was a movie about that. Now, in that movie, and even if you saw him, he was very critical on the radicalization of the Islamic world. Very critical on the Middle East and the way they treat women. Was very critical on a lot of those things. So that kind of lines up with where he's gone, including the support of Israel. Because a lot of people look at that, and the far left now, you know, is somehow advocating, it seems like, for that. They're advocating for these moments. So he was never exactly, as his show said, politically correct. But President Trump, last night, it was been talking about for the last couple of weeks that this is going to happen. Chris Cuomo was on a podcast on Club Random, Bill Maher's podcast, and he talked about how he was going to be honored to go. And finally, there was kind of the official confirmation. This is from President Trump just last night on Truth Social. It is a mouthful. I'm going to read it to you, so just buckle in. I got a call from a very good guy and friend of mine, Kid Rock, asking me whether or not it would be possible for me to meet in the White House with Bill Maher, a man who has been unjustifiably critical of anything or anyone Trump. I really didn't like the idea much, and I don't like it much now, but thought it would be interesting. The problem is, no matter how much he likes your favorite president, me, he will publicly proclaim what a terrible guy I am. Very much like the Democrats at my recent address to the joint session of Congress, where I stand correctly that no matter what I said or did, they would stand, they wouldn't stand, they wouldn't applaud, they wouldn't smile or laugh, and certainly they wouldn't be in any way nice. Who knows, though? Maybe I'll be proven wrong. In any event, I'm doing a favor for a friend. I look forward to meeting with Bill Maher, Kid Rock, and I believe even the legendary Dana White will be present. It might be fun, or it might not, but you will be the first to know. So I'm pretty sure that came directly from President Trump.
You think? I think that staffer write that and say
he may have been speaking it.
Or did he put it in ChatGPT and say, make it sound like me?
Sound like me and make it a little concerned. But right. I'm doing this for the greater good of the American people, because it really is what to me that's what that is. It is actually being at the greater good of the American people. It's saying, let's sit down with people who have been, you know, really opposed to us publicly. A guy who said, you know, he is a dictator and so on. Over and over again. But now he's going to the White House to meet with him. That's a good sign for the country.
Well, I don't think that either Trump nor Bill Maher have anything to gain really from their base by this meeting. You know, you think of some of the times the public meetings that turn into like a shouting match that are filmed or something. It's like, yeah, there's red meat for your base to see you being tough. I think that this... For Bill Maher, he can, I really feel like he means it when he's like, this could be a good thing for the country, because it definitely isn't a good thing for his most ardent supporters that think this is a terrible idea.
Yeah, they've already started to turn on him just for having some basically old school Democrat, true liberal theology.
Right.
True liberal beliefs. That has been an issue with his audience over the last few years. And we've seen it kind of creep into it to now. Like I said, if he had done this before, it would have been the end of his career because his audience had become so far left. Now he is getting a bit more from the moderate podcasty kind of world. So maybe that does help him a little. I don't think it helps him if, though, it turns into some sort of shouting match, nor do I anticipate that it will. I think they're both, have similar backgrounds. I have a feeling this will be cordial and, you know, both really funny guys. So we'll see.
Well, and I think also, we say Bill Maher seems a little bit more moderated compared to the party. And I think it's important to point out for everyone, this doesn't mean that he is really what we would even consider a moderate. He is a liberal. He is definitely on far left of the political spectrum. But what separates him from the current party is he uses his brain and he... Yes. Can see things that are rational in the world. It doesn't mean that he believes the policies of conservatives, but he at least thinks about it instead of automatically writing everything off. There was this clip about the NPR PBS defunding that I think just showcases once again that if you're a rational Democrat or member of the left, then you can say things like this, and it's like, oh, I agree. There can be common ground on issues, but it doesn't mean that you're all of a sudden a conservative or even are going to vote for someone.
You're just honest with yourself.
Yeah, I think we should play this, though, because okay, it's sure. Interesting to hear the rationalizing of what Republicans and conservatives have long thought about even NPR, which made so much news last week. This is Byte 12.
The heads of NPR and PBS testified before Congress this week amid accusations of liberal bias. Should the government continue to send taxpayer dollars to public broadcasters? Well, a little background here. I mean, they've been after them for, the Republicans have wanted to get rid of PBS for as long as I can remember. This crowd will probably do it. I mean, I also read my namesake, Catherine Marr, was head of NPR, and you know, she said, we're completely unbiased. Give me a break, lady. I mean, they're crazy far left. So, I mean, I think we're past the age, really, where the government, first of all, why do we need to subsidize? Why can't we have outlets like this? And we're so polarized. These outlets became popular at a time when Republicans and Democrats didn't hate each other and weren't at each other's throats and didn't think each other was an existential threat. In that world, you can't have places like this, I think, anymore. They have to be private.
That, of course, is coming from Bill Maher on his show Real Time. And I think, yeah, I think that's the big wake-up call to a lot of people, is that there are people like Bill Maher. And look, I'll even go back to maybe one of the first times we had Tulsi Gabbard on this show. She was still a Democrat. Maybe she had been an independent. And I kind of asked her, I go, does it not feel like our generation, and when I say our generation, people, you know, now that are getting close to or a little over 40, aren't necessarily always striving for, do I agree with this person? It's, do I believe that this person is being honest and are actually talking what they believe? They're not just parroting a party. They're not just parroting some sort of rhetoric. And look, I think that Republicans and conservatives have had those issues too, where I think there's a lot of that going on, where it needs to be, let's not just fall in line here and whatever a certain administration says, you have to agree. Let's talk this out. But in these instances, when you had a Tulsi Gabbard, who then moved, again, didn't necessarily move far to the right as much as felt abandoned by her party. I think the same was with Bill Maher. Again, not praising Bill Maher. I think he's a talented guy, a smart guy, even if when I disagree with him. And he's someone who clearly is thinking for himself. But I do think when you have a president like President Trump who's willing to do this, none of these kind of people probably would even be invited to a Biden White House. I don't think Bill Maher was being invited to do that. President Trump is willing to have those, I don't know, they're stirring moments, because it goes, oh, this is sort of out of left field. And I love, of course, for me, the entertainer in me is like, I love that this was set up by Kid Rock and Dana White will be there. Right. Like, those are like, that's an all-star cast right there.
That's right. And once again, the humorous post on True Social that he put up, that's, you know, it's probably won't be good. Maybe it will. You'll be the first to know. But just once again, everyone in the left and in the media tries to make it like Donald Trump is not in any way someone who could unite anything, but he's actually willing to have these conversations, and I don't see the other side willing to do that.
Yeah, hey, we got a lot of phone lines open right now. I'll be honest. We got 5 lines open. So if you want to get on the air, this is a great time to call. 1-800-684-3110. Hopefully you're not calling because you're all donating right now during our end of day Life and Liberty Drive. It's at midnight tonight. Deadline ends for the March Life and Liberty Drive, where all your donations are doubled. Of course, this is for the month of March. And of course, a lot of that has been focused on our success with life. And we'll have another big win, hopefully, to announce very soon on the Liberty portion. We'll discuss that coming up. But again, phone lines are open for you. Give us a call.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation. They're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Welcome to Seculo. Phone lines are open for you right now. It's kind of the last time you can call in for the day. 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. We'll go ahead and take some phone calls. Let's go to Ronald, South Carolina, watching on Rumble. Ronald, you're on the air.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. And I agree with the first caller and what she had literally said. It is very difficult to try and convince the liberal Democrats of the fact that it is the information of the Doge and so forth, that is literally helping the entire country and even families because of the amount of money that they are literally saving and recouping from all of the useless spending that's going on. And it's unfortunate that they do not do their research because they're just trusting in the lies that has been given out by the liberal Democrats, and they're running on that, and running on that alone, and not doing the proper research for themselves.
Well, Ronald, and I think that goes to the point also of when you heard the seriousness of the other aides and advisors to Elon on the Doge committee or Doge, organization within the government, and that it completely destroyed any narrative that you've heard that these are, 22-year-old tech bros running around breaking the government. It was actually the opposite of that. It was, executive with Morgan Stanley, a rocket scientist, literally, that has been with Elon for a long time at SpaceX and Boring Company and X. And then you look at just the work that they're doing when they're talking about, computer systems that don't even communicate with each other. So a Small Business Administration may ping the Social Security to see if a Social Security number is real, but it doesn't have any sort of check like, oh, this person that's trying to get a loan is 9 months old. So that kind of fraud is happening. Or you look at the systems internally where they're so redundant and it's costing hundreds of millions of dollars to prop up dated technology. And then Elon Musk says, we could not pass an audit if we were a company, the United States government. We would fail an audit and we would be insolvent if we don't do this work. Those are very real terms that are scary when you think about the future of the country if it continues this spiral into more and more debt, less and less control over our own house's finance here in the United States. And that people will then hear one thing and run and protest a car dealership or vandalize another person's property. That's not rational. This isn't a world that we ever expected to be in, where a government initiative to try and restore the financial safety of the United States and get it back on track is met with terroristic activity to the level that we're seeing from those on the far left that think it is okay to firebomb a car dealership.
Yeah, I kind of go back to sort of the big push for BDS coming from Ben and Jerry's and a few of these other things. We were saying, yeah, don't eat their food. Don't eat their ice cream. You know what? Don't support them if you feel like you don't agree with their policies, or do. And you know what? You just realize that's what you're living with. In America, we got a bunch of different points of view. But no way were we saying, hey, go take out Ben and Jerry. On my birthday, I want you to do that. Find Ben and Jerry. You know, that's not the way we roll. Let's go ahead and take a couple more calls before we wrap up for the day. Randy's calling. Randy from Kansas, you're on the air.
Randy. Yes. I listening to your radio and I've heard a lot about fraud.
Okay.
But my question is who's writing all these crazy things that they're funding?
What's the origin? I got you. We run out of time, so we'll make sure we get to you. what's sort of the origins of a lot of these. A lot of these are negotiated. Some of these are lobbyists. There are a lot of things that happen, meetings. If you think about AIDS research, how much that like Bono had to do with getting that done with President George W. Bush. You know, there's a lot of that, a lot of politicking going on.
Well, and Randy, to some degree, a lot of this is discretionary spending. So the agency asks Congress for a specific budget amount to fund NGOs in a certain nation. But then it's the actual bureaucrats themselves that are publishing the grants. It's not the Congress's line item. It just says, here's some money for grant work in the continent of Africa. But it's the actual grants written within the bureaucracy where it gets out of control. And then there's not a ton of oversight after it leaves that hand.
You may remember Elon even saying that it didn't seem like anyone was being turned down if you were on the left or even really looked into. A lot of these organizations didn't have websites, didn't even have ways for people to get in touch with them. The money was just being flowed out. And that's what we're seeing change right now. Let's go ahead and try and get another call in. Rachel in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hi, champion, and you guys are wonderful. So I have a comment about my college in California. We were one of the very first to have what we called Freedom Rock, where you could have anyone. We had a Nazi come, and he spoke. You could have anyone, and I love
Rachel, I'm only cutting you off because we're running out of time and we think it's any other reason. I think a lot of people, when they went to college, they had that, you know, sort of free expression space where a lot of these things could happen, where you could have people from the other side or from all sides come and discuss and talk. I know at some of the university I've worked in, they have some of that as well. That has become less and less as the student body has changed. The student body is less accepting of hearing difference of opinions. But you know what I've really learned? A lot of time, it's the faculty. Students sometimes are actually pretty cool with hearing things they disagree with, having those discussions. The faculty is who clutch their pearls. But hey, let's go quickly to James. James, you only got like 10 seconds. We're running out of time. 15 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering, with all the DOGs cutting the budget of the government, is there any way they can work on dropping the salaries of everybody?
I'm sure that conversation's happening, James. And also, you're definitely seeing people be, you know, their jobs being cut. So that may, you know, balance itself out, if you will.
Yeah, and to some degree, you know, there's levels within the government, the structure, the way it's set up. You're like a general services level 18 or something, where that's kind of how your salary's dictated. It's, yeah,
it's a little different than
it's almost like a military type structure to some degree, and there's a bracket range. But I mean, and a lot of that would be set a lot of times by Congress. But I think that there's wiggle room there, but once again,
I don't know if a lot of government employees are getting really great salaries either.
Well,
you know,
right.
So there's also, you got to look at that. Remember that these aren't necessarily always incredibly well paid. But, you know, we try to pay well here at the ACLJ because we want the best of the best. And we can't do that without you. Look, I want to read this to you. Your ACLJ, we're engaged in hundreds of cases every year. You know that. But we can't fight these fights alone. We need your support. We only got 50 seconds left in this show today. And our March Life and Liberty Drive deadline is tonight at midnight. We urgently need your tax-deductible gift. I want you to have your gift doubled, and you can only do that by scanning that QR code. Go to aclj.org, because we can't win all of these cases. We can't produce this incredible amount of content, whether it's this show or all the great video, audio, and text content you get on aclj.org. Can't do any of it without you. And that's not hyperbole. That's just the truth. So again, go to aclj.org. That's why I put that graphic up right now. It's not because I don't want you to see my pretty face. Of course I do. But you need to scan that QR code right now. Get your gift doubled. Midnight deadline. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Sekulow. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.